But we start in KwaZulu-Natal, where the Finance MEC, Nomusa Dube-Qube, has been chosen as the ANC's new premier candidate. The first time that a woman will become premier of KwaZulu-Natal. At time, yes, indeed, because tomorrow is Women's Day. Do you think it's significant? Do you think, I have heard some political analysts suggesting that a woman premier won't work in a largely patriarchal province like KwaZulu-Natal. Do you think that that's overdue, though, and we shouldn't be thinking about it like that? I'd love to hear from you on that one. Sekle Zikalala, of course, resigning from his post last week. The ANC had put forward the names of three female contenders last week, but the party today announcing Nomusa Dube-Qube as its candidate. Have a listen.
It is our great pleasure to announce to you Comrade Nomusa Dube-Qube as the premier nominee. She is not new in the leadership position, as she previously served in various positions in the organization and in government. Born in Guamashu, Comrade Nomusa Dube-Qube is armed with a master's degree in public administration, and she currently pursuing a PhD in University of KwaZulu-Natal in one of the world acclaimed university, which is one of the best in terms of research output. She served as the speaker of our metro, Ethekwini Metro, before being assigned to the foreign mission as the ambassador to the Czech Republic. She was previously with the Department of Economic Development, Tourism and Environmental Affairs as the member of the Executive Council for COCTA, for 10 years. Comrade Nomusa Dube-Qube currently serves as the MEC for finance. As a liberation movement, we have rejected the notion that women get relegated to second-class citizens. In this leadership, you will understand that women comrades are not mere numbers, as you might also notice during the 9th Provincial Elective Conference of the ANC. For the first time, delegates made history by electing our comrade deputy chairperson of the province, Comrade Noma Kokosimelane, as the first ever deputy chairperson who is a female.
That's the ANC Provincial Secretary Becky Mtolo announcing Nomusa Dube-Qube as the premier nominee. And Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN reporter, watching that for us. And Nhlanhla, good afternoon to you. What is the significance of Dube-Qube, and is she seen as largely supported in KZN?
Well, it seems as though the ANC does support Nomusa Dube-Qube. That's why they wanted her to lead the provincial government in this regard. You'd remember that before the ANC provincial conference, said Mendy, there are also speculations that she might be elected to one of the posts in the top five, of course, which she did not make it. We saw then her colleague, Nomafu Kusimelane Zulu, being the first deputy provincial chairperson of the ANC in the province. Now we've seen her being named as the premier, and this is significant how many, because she's now the first female, as you mentioned in your intro, to assume to the post. But it seems as though she's very excited to be taking to the post, and it seems the ANC is also quite excited with the decision that it has taken by appointing her into the province's top job, Mendy.
And Nhlanhla, thank you very much. And Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN reporter, watching that press conference for us. Let's get some analysis on this now with Dr. Fikile Vilakazi, political analyst at UKZN. Dr. Vilakazi, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. The first time we are seeing a female becoming premier of KwaZulu-Natal, this is the predominant narrative that's coming out of the name being put forward today. Is that the thing that we should be focusing on, or should we be looking at the merit, rather, of the candidate?
Good afternoon, Mendy, and good afternoon to the listeners at home. I really think that this is historical in the province. It's something that we absolutely need to commend. It's something that we need to celebrate, because we have been saying, as citizens of South Africa, particularly feminists and women of the country, that we need to see women standing up for positions of leadership, not as tokens, Mendy. So we are hoping that even as we welcome Umama Nomusa Dube-Qube, which is the right thing to do, that we actually are asking, or saying, in fact, and demanding that the leadership of the ANC does not tokenize her, like they've done all the time, with women that are standing in positions of leadership, but really give her the chance and the space to lead the province. Of course, KwaZulu-Natal is a politician that has got the experience, that has got the ability to do so without any gatekeeping. And I did sense that in the announcement, when the chairperson, I don't know if you were following, chairperson
yes.
saying, you know, let us just make a record straight here that Nomusa is not going to be doing her own thing. She's going to be implementing the agenda of the ANC. Why did he feel the need to do that? You know, it's unnecessary. So I think that she should not be gatekept in those ways. Really, she must be given the leeway to be herself. She knows that she's leading the agenda of the ANC. And that is how the ANC has been treating women in the past. But anyway, we welcome the nomination. It's something that I have been saying, Lindy, and viewers at home, that I think she's likely to come out uncontested as a candidate.
Some have been questioning whether or not in such a patriarchal society in KwaZulu-Natal that it could be problematic to have a woman at the helm, and that there will be this tokenism that you speak of. Is that a fair analysis?
I think it is a fair analysis. And we are hoping that perhaps KwaZulu-Natal will utilize this opportunity of Nomusa, who is saying, I'm here to lead, I'm here to demonstrate that women can do it. That perhaps it will shift the mindset, that it will shift even the modus operandi within the African National Congress. Perhaps even push it to a place where it increases the representation and the quartering of women in positions of leadership. Because the way it stands now, Mandy, is such that they make sure that in the provincial executive committees of the ANC, in the regions, really, you just find one woman against all the men around her, like we have seen with the deputy chairperson, Nomako Kusumelana, which is problematic. The ANC has got to increase that quota. You know, Umama Winnie Madikizela Mandela has been talking about this thing, and many other elders, you know, women elders of the African National Congress, to say, let us stop the patriarchy. Open up the institution to egalitarianism, you know, to equality, to equity in practice, not just in theory. Because the ANC is a very ideological organization. Mm-hmm. They can really have this conversation of ideas, but in practice, they've been battling. And I think this is a demonstration of the Nomusa Dubengcube in the province. And she has been in the leadership of COGTA, Mandy,
yes,
which is the cooperative government, you know, of traditional affairs. And she's been in the hot seat in that regard as a woman leading Amakosi, which is the chief, leading kings, leading queens. She's been there. She's felt that environment, and she's held it with a strong hand, with a fierce hand as a woman, you know, in the province. But I think that she will be able to still do that kind of work beautifully and wonderfully. But she must shy away from tokenism. You know, it's very easy to be tokenized because she still has to take instructions from Osboniso Duma, you know, and the rest of the executives. She must refuse to be tokenized as a woman and lead in her own right as a woman. And if they decide to tokenize her, it's the loss of the ANC.
Indeed,
and this is the thing, Mandy, I've been saying this to listeners at home. If the ANC cannot grab this opportunity, again, women of the ANC, you need to realize that ANC is not your home. We need to look elsewhere to be able to lead South Africa to a place of healing, to a place of recovery.
Doctor, thank you so much for your analysis and for unpacking that. Dr. Fikile Vilakazi, political analyst from UKZN. Such an important point here that it cannot be tokenism that MEC Nomusa Dube-Cube has been appointed as a token because she's going to be the first female premier of KwaZulu-Natal. She has to have that space and independence to lead. In fact, today, the president in his weekly newsletter has spoken about how important it is to celebrate women's achievements as part of Women's Day, also speaking about the strides that we've made in representation, in achieving gender equality. Of course, it is Women's Day tomorrow, and he's been reflecting on the 1956 Women's March to the Union Buildings, calling on men to be part of the solution to gender-based violence as well.